What happens in a kid's life can have an impact on what they do later in life. That was the case for Joe Cannon and an incident involving his father standing up for the rights of others. It was a lesson he carried for a lifetime. And it's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm to the next generation? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Joe Cannon grew up in Park County, Indiana. As Tim Smith explains, an incident there perhaps shaped his life forever.
In 1847, his father was prosecuted in Park County for essentially hiring a black person to work on his farm, and the black person had not posted the bond required by Indiana black laws.
Joe's family were Quakers, and the prosecution was meant to send a message that their abolitionist views were not appreciated. But Joe learned the importance of standing up for one's principles.
He went to jail for over 30 days because he was an abolitionist, and it was his act of civil disobedience. He could have paid the fine, but he chose to go to jail as civil disobedience.
Joe and his brother eventually moved to Danville, Illinois, where they owned and operated a bank. But it was Joe that got elected to Congress, serving there for quite a tenure.
46 years with, as he says, two forced vacations of 4 years. It would have been 50. You have a man who spent the time in Congress from 1873 to 1923.
Tim says it's hard to pinpoint his major achievements because there are so many. But he does point to Joe's work to defeat black laws or any method used to keep freed slaves and others from voting.
Joe thought that was, in essence, treason. Because when you read the Constitution, the people are the sovereignty. And any time you attempt to eliminate a vote and you're attempting to deprive them of the vote, that's treason.
Joe Cannon became Speaker of the House and has a unique first tied to his legacy. I'll reveal that next time as we travel the countryside. Danville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.